Coming up on today's show, we will have an exclusive interview with award-winning author Osiris. We will be talking about his new book today, titled John Saves Christmas. Stand by. The interview is on its way, right here on the G2 Radio Network. And welcome to the G2 Radio Network interview series. I am honored to have back here with us here at the G2 Radio Network, John Saves Christmas, and that's the latest book that our lovely Osiris wrote. And how you doing, Osiris?
I feel so good. I feel just blessed and overjoyed. Thank you again for having me back on the show.
Oh my goodness, yes. You always have inspiration just exuding from you, and also your books are just so touching and really affect. I think it creates that emotion in a lot of people that may have lost it over the years through just the hustle and bustle of life, or things went by the wayside, just life happens, but your books are able to keep people and bring them back and ground them into maybe a childhood memory or something that has just recently happened in their life. It provides optimism, and it also provides that safe space for them to really start processing maybe what they feel uncomfortable with talking with others about. So yeah, your books are amazing. And before we get into John Saves Christmas, how many books do you have out right now?
So I myself have 5 out. To my book publishing company, there's 6 out right now. We launched 5 books this year.
Fantastic. Can you provide us with those titles so folks can?
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely. So sorry.
That's okay.
I got excited. Okay, so the total books. So the first one, it's Sacred, which is a collection of poetry. The next book is, what was the next one? I'm just going to name them out of order. So we got Sacred. We also have Dear Sick Mental Virus, which is also another poetry book. Then by Erica Ayreyes, one of the authors that I have in my book publishing company. Her poetry book is titled It's Okay to Not Be Okay. Another book is a psychological thriller for middle grade students or children. That book is titled Graveside of Mahogany. That one launched in October of this year. Then we have Goodbye John, which is a children's book for children ages 0 to 8. That book launched this year, in fact, back in April 2023. And then my most recent book that launched, John Saves Christmas, which launched last month in November 16th, 2023, to be exact, which is also another children's book for ages 0 to 8. So
yes.
It's a follow-up to Goodbye John.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, I have this book and I've read it a couple of times. It's just a great adventure, and it is Christmas time. It's the holiday season, and what a better way to bring the family around, especially the kiddos, is to read them this book. And it really creates that excitement and the wonder and the passion. And so let's just dive into John Saves Christmas. Can you kind of tell me the inspiration that you had, the imagination and the creativity? What sparked you to create this, especially for the holidays?
Oh, wow, yes, that's an amazing question. So I had always wanted to write a Christmas book. I always tell people when it comes to creating a story, do it in your truth. Don't just do it because it's a spur of the moment or because other people say you should do it, even if it's not your truth. You know, I couldn't write a book about Kwanzaa or Hanukkah because I didn't grow up celebrating that. Though
yeah.
I have had friends in the past who have celebrated it and more than happy to congratulate them or take part into their parties if they have little things like that. But for me, when it comes to my stuff, my Christmas book was really because of how I grew up. I grew up celebrating Christmas. My mom and my dad would always have my siblings and I just look forward to Christmas every year. And it was just, it was an amazing time. So I wanted to create something that capture the essence of Christmas and make it fun. And so the character John, that came from the idea when I did a school reading at this elementary school named Lone Tree Elementary back in April. And I read to the different classrooms, and they wanted to collectively wanted to see this character return. Most of my stories doesn't involve sequels. I generally do standalone titles. However, due to the demand of the children really wanting that character back, and it wasn't just the children at that school, there was also children that I read to in Hawaii as well. They also wanted the character to come back. So I decided, let me take the joy of Christmas that I experienced, let's create a story about it, but let's feature John in the book, and let's just make it nice and wonderful. And if I could somehow, some way, get the original illustrator back that I worked on with Goodbye John, it'd be a perfect package. And so, yep, that's how it all came to fruition. I spoke to, his name is Bernilius. I spoke to Bernilius. He was down for it. We were a bit on a time crunch, so we were like, hey, I wrote the book back, you know, I started it in May. I finished it in June, and the illustrations didn't get complete until like late October. Early November, and then we launched November 16th. But my editor, Kristen Sobolski, she's been my editor for a few years. She's been awesome. My wife, Melissa, she's my proofreader, and she's an avid reader, so she's been helping me. And then, of course, Bernilius, and then myself. So the original team came back. I know that was a bit of a long-winded answer, but I had to give you all the details.
Yeah, no, that's important because it's the consistency, it's the theme, it's what has been the audience is familiar with. So to be able to see it and see that same theme, people are going to be drawn to pick up the next product, the next production that you are delivering to them as consumers. And so consistency and sticking with the theme is crucial and so important to creating that image, creating that market where people know your product. And the illustrations, speaking of the illustrations, the colors are so vibrant. That's what I love too. It's so eye-catching. And the blues and the reds and the greens, it's totally Christmas from the cover all the way to the back page. And you know, also the texture of the paper and the color choices, it's almost like it goes right into the theme of wrapping paper for the holiday. I love that. Hot about. And it's such a great way to get into the spirit and to really illustrate the story and to verbalize, but also create that image in the kids' minds. Yes, they can see what's on the paper, but what runs through their imaginations as the story is being read to them, as they are looking at the illustrations, they are looking at the objects and looking at the color, being drawn into it from multiple senses, from hearing and seeing, and the texture of the paper, the feeling of it. And I tell you what, I mean, it's a scratch and sniff next time. I'm kidding, but I mean, all the sensories are mostly being really drawn into, all the senses, I should say, to this book. And I, like I said, I've read it several times. I love it. I love the color choices. I love the texture of the paper. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's one of those things that draws me in as a consumer and as a reader and stuff. It's like, look at the cover. Let's look at the illustrations. I used to go straight to the pictures anyway in books, but now I read the words, of course, and I look, before I turn the page, I look at the illustrations. And so your illustrator did a wonderful job, and you're so blessed to have the editors that you have. And I know your lovely wife, Melissa, she's an avid reader, and so she's that extra set of eyes as well that you are blessed to have to look at what you are releasing. What would you say was the most challenging in regards to? I know you talked about a time crunch, but were there any other challenges in or concerns you may have had about releasing this book?
Oh, yes, there was. It was a matter of the formatting, because I generally do I'll go through after we have all the illustrations obtained, then I'm fully in charge of the formatting to it, and that then includes of how the words are positioned on the page and what it looks like when it's finished, and then the colors of it. And there's so much that goes into it. Making picture books is much more challenging than making like just a book, just with words on it, like a novel or something like that. There's a lot more nuances that go into it. But within that, the challenges was, okay, how is this book going to turn out? And because I was kind of, it was getting really close with launching, I generally will always have an author copy sent to me just for me to review it, or let's say a review copy for me to just to kind of peruse through it and make sure if there's any changes that I need to make. But we were in such a time that I just said, you know what, let's just kind of take a chance with it. We're going to have to take a chance with it, and we're just going to have to straight up launch the book without having a review copy sent to us. And what ended up happening was, because I have a lot of experience in doing it, and I had a lot of confidence that I could launch it successfully without having to receive a review copy. But you got to take risks. Sometimes you got to take risks. You just kind of have to roll the dice to see what happens. But you also have to know that you put out a great product without it actually being tested. You're taking a huge chance. And I ended up just kind of rolling the dice on it, which I don't recommend doing unless you kind of have that. But I was just in a time constraint, so I didn't really have a choice. Otherwise, I would have missed opportunities by launching it late. Essentially, if I hadn't launched it when I launched it, I would have had to wait until December of 2024. Yeah. If I didn't launch it when I launched it. So, but everything actually came out really well. There weren't any changes that needed to be made, with the exception of certain words were darker on one page, but I was able to get that changed within a day. So every copy that customers purchased, they were able to get it with the changes made to it. So yeah, everything worked out.
All right. So moving throughout this book, I know you had talked about some of the challenges, but hey, you were able to produce something in a timely manner. And are you primarily going to start focusing, since this is a children's book, this is your second children's book, are you going to start focusing more on that? And I know you had mentioned to me before we started recording about a children's program.
Oh, yes, I am actually. So thank you for asking the question. So I know that my first love when it comes to writing is children's stories, the imagination that I could actually produce, put on paper or produce to the world. I can do that a lot more freely than I could with poetry or any other stories that I write, which I still have fun with that. But yes, I am going to be focusing primarily on children's books and children content, which does bring me to the program that I'm creating. Right now I am in the process of creating a children's kids TV show, kind of like you would see on YouTube with Blippi or Miss Rachel or Steve and Maggie, something along those lines. What is going to be more unique about this one as well is that I am African American, and there's not as much representation on that market when it comes to that platform. There's some, but not a lot. And I do want to provide a face for that as well. And the show is really going to be geared towards teaching children, the importance of having morals, having values, and standing up for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind of teaching ways of, hey, what's the lesson in it? More of life lessons. For example, I know there's one idea where I have about, I don't know, let's say, for example, tying a shoe. Why is it important to tie a shoe? But it's not going to just be a boring, I'm just going to talk to you type. It's going to be fun and animated and colorful. And I have a really big, bubbly personality, and it's going to have just a lot of fun in it. But I do plan on starting that in January when it's put on YouTube. So stay tuned on that. I'll also have that on my website, and I'll just allow it to continue to grow. So yeah, there we go.
Yeah, people can access what you are producing from multiple platforms, which is phenomenal, because some folks will be more drawn to Facebook. Some folks will be more Instagrammy or YouTube. YouTube is honestly, I believe, is one of the most, I think, most widely used, besides Facebook, Instagram, yes, but folks want to search for more visual stimuli. And so with that, the videos that are on YouTube, I was reading an article a while back where if you really want to promote something and be able to push what you are doing out there, put it on YouTube, because that is really still, after all these years, one of the number one places people go to see things. So definitely put your touch, the Osiris touch, on what you're going to be producing, and people will definitely follow and watch, just like picking up this book, John Saves Christmas. And it's just phenomenal work that you're doing to make those connections, those personal connections with the folks out there who really need hope or want to be entertained in a way that puts them in a good space, so that it gives them hope that things are going to get better. It provides that opportunity for them to check out for a minute and check into their imagination, and by reading one of your books. And so with the John Saves Christmas, what message do you hope the readers will get out of John Saves Christmas?
Oh, specifically for like families and for the children, the biggest message is for them to be able to know that Christmas is saved as long as you can take care. As long as you listen to your parents, the children, as long as children listen to their parents and know that if they are on their best behavior, they will have a great Christmas because Santa Claus is watching. And they will wake up with Christmas gifts because they worked hard for it, and they were nice and they were kind and they were respectful. So, yeah, that's the biggest thing I want to take away. And I also, before I forget, wanted to mention about John Saves Christmas, that I'm going to have an audiobook of John Saves Christmas released on Christmas Day, December 25th. It's actually in production. My audiobooks are a full-on production. It's not merely just a read-through. There's voice acting in it. There's sound effects. There's music.
Great.
There's a lot that's going into it. And so I hope you all have an opportunity to tune into it. It'll be, I'll speak with the radio show with Dr. Gordon and let him know when it's launched and how you can go to it, but it'll be on my platforms as well. And I'd be more than happy to provide it to you too, if you wanted to just put it on your platform.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. No, I try to play and everything that you put out there. And before we started recording, we had discussed some of those amazing speeches you put, not speeches, but just heart-to-heart talk with people. And so that folks can feel supported and know that they're not alone and have those deep thoughts that maybe they're so distracted in life, they don't ever have the time to think about it. But the items that you are putting out there and the words and the things that you are capturing on your YouTube channel, it just draws me in. And so if it draws me in, I know it draws others in. And so I talked about airing some of those on the radio station, and I look forward to doing that because we all need hope. We all need to circle and encamp around each other to get through these difficult times. And it's about having the importance of relationships and great people in our corner that supports what we're doing, strength in numbers. And, you know, that's what I also love about what you write, and in what you put in this Christmas book, John Saves Christmas, you mention your family in here, and I love that they are part of this journey with you as well. That's important, huh?
Oh yes, and there is one thing I want to mention about that book. Whenever you all read it, there is a very small detail in there. Well, there's two details. In all of my picture books or anything that I do, there's a puzzle piece that's hidden. That puzzle piece represents my autistic son, Abel. So, you know, like it was in Goodbye, John. It's in this book. It's even in my poetry books. There's a reference of some sort with autism there. But I would say, you know, children, have fun. Look for it. There's a puzzle piece hidden somewhere. There's not a prize that you can win, but if you find it, it's just awesome. It's satisfying. Thing. But the other detail in that book is that there's another character that's in that book that has absolutely nothing to do with this story. It was more like a cameo appearance, because I actually have an entire book, children's book series on that character. I just kind of snuck that character into this book, and those two share a moment on page together. And that's going to act as a, these two characters were in the same book at some point in time. Those were two completely different entities, but you'll see that character appear in their own series later on next year.
Oh my goodness, that's so exciting. See, these little tidbits and these things that it keeps the readers informed, but it keeps their interest and keeps them curious. That curiosity is sparked. And so they're like, okay, when's the next book coming out? And that's what I'm thinking right now. I'm like, okay, can you go to the production right now and just start cranking it out so we can get that in there? But no, I know, like, these are very well thought out, and what you share is amazing experiences that I know it helps me, it helps so many others really reconnect with what really matters in life. And I want to thank you for that. And even just reading John Saves Christmas, it's a children's book, but I thoroughly enjoyed reading it several times as an adult. And I love that part about it as well. My imagination, and I'm drawn by the colors and just the, as we talked earlier, the different styles that are in here. Now I'm going to go back through and see if I can find that puzzle piece.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us where folks can pick this awesome book up?
Yes, you can purchase it through Barnes & Noble. On Barnes & Noble, there's a hardback available on that one. If you're interested, on Amazon is where most people do it. You can go there. Just type in John Saves Christmas. You'll find it. Or you can just type in my name, Osiris, which is spelled O'Cyrus. It's just one name. And it's not too long of a name. So if you just put my name in there, you'll see all of my work there. So you can just go ahead and feel free to purchase the book there.
Fantastic. And your website's up and running, and people are able to subscribe to your blog, right? So do you send them something via email? They just kind of put their email in there, and then you kind of correspond that way. How does that work for your readers?
Yes, I do. So my website is www.osirisinc, spelled OCYRUSINK. It's www.osirisinc.com. And once you go on there, you'll see a pop-up just asking you to sign up for it. You just literally put your email in, and it takes just a few seconds, and you click submit, and then I'll get an email directly to me, and then I will email you, the person who subscribed, just, hey, thank you so much. And it's not like an auto-populated message that's coming to your email. I'm actually going in there and typing in something myself. So, so that's how it would work. And if you somehow click out of the subscribe page that does pop up on the screen, there is a sign-up spot on the homepage, at the bottom of the homepage. So there's plenty of places to peruse my website. And on my website, you'll see my podcast. You'll see you can listen to a couple of my audiobooks. You can see some concept arts from my picture books. You can see, kind of get to know me. I have like my background on there. So yeah, just feel free.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, I will definitely put that information too in regards to how to get in contact with you, your website and everything there in the description for this on the radio station, as well as our Facebook and Instagram page. And I just want to thank you for letting me be part of this journey with you and letting me take the time to take your time, I should say, and you giving me your time. And I just appreciate that very much, to be able to talk with you. And even though we are not stationed at the same location anymore, and I switched to a different, level of military service as a reservist, we still stay connected. And I appreciate that very much.
Yes, likewise. Me as well. I'm glad we never lost touch.
Absolutely. I still talk with folks from from where we were serving together, and it just brings me that closer to home, and just in regards to really encamping around everyone that was part of that journey at that particular point in time of my life and everyone else's. And I'm very grateful for what you are doing, not only in being an author, but serving our country, and also really making those personal connections with your audience, whether it's the listening audience for your podcast or the readers that are out there. You're making a difference, and that touch that Osiris is putting out there is making lasting impacts, and is if people pick up your products, what you are producing, they're gonna smile. They're going to really connect in a way. And I just want to thank you for having this as a mission for you and your family, and letting us be part of this with you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And for you and for your team, this is so inspirational, just seeing how you all cultivate, come together. And yeah, your husband, he's just been sensational too. And I really couldn't do this alone. I know I have my wife, Melissa, has been awesome. And then my family, my parents, my siblings, you, my really good friends that I have, and people who are just continuously doing things. I'll end it on this from my end and just say that it is possible to follow your dream and then also work a daytime job, if you will,
yeah.
Or working towards living in your dream, and then that could one day become your main source of income. But, you know, make a difference where you are. Tyler Perry once said to serve where you are. You know, find what you do, and like, see whatever it is that you're doing, see how you can be of service to somebody. And I think once I connected the dots on, I want to be of service through my gifts versus I just want to do something, it made a whole world of a difference. And you begin to realize that you can really apply nothing but good to the world when you work in service for people. And that's what I got to say. Yeah. So just keep following your dreams.
Absolutely. Follow those compassions and dreams, and you're going to make a difference. Perseverance and be consistent, and that I know will make a positive difference. And so I want to thank you for joining us for today's interview series on the G2 Radio Network. And we encourage each and every one of you listening today to connect with Osiris and look at his books. You won't be disappointed. And I know also his wife has a small business as well. So I would like for you to connect with her business. And the name of her business, Osiris, is?
Infinity Paths. It's spelled INFINITY_paths, spelled PATHS. You can find it on Instagram. That's where she does most of her business. She's also on TikTok, but she's very good. And yeah, I know you're supposed to say because it's your wife, but I'm not kidding when I say that her work is really solid, and she works diligently and works quick as well. And we have our own mailing service also. It's all professionally done. We aren't doing things where it just seems like, oh, this is just, you know, somebody that's just doing some sort of self freelancing work that looks mediocre. No, it's top quality. We, she gets all of her stuff done top quality, as is mine, but her specifically. Talk to her and she can hook you up with her arts and crafts. Just kind of give her Instagram a view, peruse it, and then contact her, please.
You got it. Absolutely. Well, we want to thank you for joining us today, and we want to thank all of our listeners for taking time to listen to the interview series right here on the G2 Radio Network. I'm Jason Gordon, and until the next interview with Osiris, signing off for now.